Hello, I'm Charles Covis, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Covis Show, whether you're watching on YouTube, on Rumble, or listening via podcast. This is episode 118. And in this week's episode, I remind you of the magical experience of being part of a great team, of being a team member in a great team, or even the magical experience of being a supporter of a great sporting team, a fan, a passionate fan of a great sporting team. Great teams are difficult to build. I have been a member of great teams and I've led great teams. I have run numerous team building programs for small, medium and large organizations in Australia and 7 countries around the world that have become great. You can learn how to build a great team. There is a process to build greatness, but the magic happens when you unleash the human spirit, and that is a pretty magical experience. That is a pretty magical thing to be able to do. I hope this episode inspires you to strive for greatness in every team of which you are a member. A work team, a dental practice team, a community or charity team, a sports team, a political team, or your family team. Our format for this show is in 4 parts. 1, I share today's big idea. 2, I share 6 resources to help you implement today's big idea in your life. 3, I review some key happenings during the past week. And 4, the foundational principles and more detail about my background are now contained at the end of the show, where regular viewers already know that stuff, but newer viewers and listeners can access more about what this show is all about. So let's go with today's big idea. Great teams create magic. They create an indefinable and unbottleable, if that's a word, culture that cannot be faked. There's no BS in the culture of a great team. And being part of a great team is indeed a magical experience. And as I'm going through this show, I want you to be thinking about teams that you've been a member of and which one of them or more of them would you describe as great? I've been a member of a number of great teams. So how do you build a great team? I know because I've been a part of a number of great teams and I've led them. I've been so lucky to be in so many great teams. In football, I've been in premiership teams. In swimming, I was part of a swimming team that won a major premiership. In surf lifesaving, I was president of the Lawn Surf Lifesaving Club for 5 years, but I competed for years in a team event called R&R, Rescue and Resuscitation, and we won numerous state championships. And in those teams, we worked very closely together. We trained 14 times a week. Get that, as amateurs, total amateurs. And I've got a team of triathletes that I've been competing with for over 30 years. I've been a leader of many teams. For 5 years, I was president of the local school parents association. I was a council member of the Law Institute of Victoria. I could go on and on. As I said, I was president of the Lawn Surf Lifesaving Club, a very successful lifesaving club. I'm chairman of numerous organizations now and have been in the past. I've run team building programs for 35 of Australia's 350 largest organizations. And these teams, they change the whole dynamics amongst them. I know the process that's required to build great teams, but of course the team members need to want to do it. That's part of the job of being the leader. The challenge for building teams is that every team member is a weirdo. I've spoken about that in previous shows. Each member of your team is a weirdo. Each member of your family is a weirdo. My darling wife is a weirdo. I'm a weirdo. You need the weirdos. That's why teams do better than individuals, because we think in weird ways. So what's the glue that overcomes the weirdness and enables weirdos to work together in a way that becomes magical? In a way where the crap doesn't get in the way of achieving the outcomes. The glue is spiritual. As human beings, we're made up of mental, of physical, of spiritual. And any team that I've dealt with, there are mental elements, physical elements, spiritual elements. And if we take a football team, because people understand football, or netball, or water polo. Yes, I was also a member of premiership winning water polo teams. And I was a member of the Australian women's water polo team, go figure. A water polo team that won the world championship in 1984. Wow. So, you know, I've had extensive, deep team building experience. And teams have mental sides, that's the process, that's the systems. They have physical side, that's the physical training. They have the physical resources. But they have a spiritual side. And most teams in most competitions at the highest levels, they know what the mental and the physical side is. But you can't fake spiritual. That's where the magic happens. The leader's job and each member of the team's job is to help to unleash the spiritual connections between team members. The leader's job is to understand how to do that. And there are ways to learn it. Well, indeed, that's what I've been teaching for some 29 years based on all my preceding experience and then the ongoing experience of being in teams, of being in successful teams. There are five key words that describe what this spiritual element is between team members, and I will unpack how you access these next week, but I want you to think about what these five words mean within a team, within the teams that you are a part of now. First word is trust. The team members trust each other. The second word is care. The team members care about each other. Or, if you're a bit risky, they love each other. And I've worked with football teams where they go public and they say, I love my teammates. But if love is too scary for you, then think about teammates caring about each other. If you're in a dental practice team, I don't know if there's too much loving going on, but I hope that there is. Julie will make sure that there is. But caring about each other and indeed loving each other. The third word is truth. The leaders are able to speak the truth to the team members, and the team members could speak the truth back to the leader and speak the truth amongst each other. The fourth is acceptance of the weirdos. For each one of us, it's a challenge. Why would you accept a weirdo acting in a weird way? Like, just like I'm weird when I'm drinking lots of my coffee. Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it. Acceptance of weirdos in your team. If you don't accept them, there'll be no spiritual links. And the fifth is passion. The passion of each team member for what the team is wanting to achieve. And leaders can nurture that passion and let it out, or they can suppress it. So I look forward to unpacking how you would unleash trust, caring, truth, acceptance, and passion. Trust me, it's worth doing. Now, here are some resources to help you in considering the application of today's big idea, its relevance to your life and to the decisions that you make, either as a leader or as a member of a team. And indeed, many people who are leaders of one team are team members in other teams. And these resources could help you implement the big idea for your benefit. So, my song this week, great song. And I use this song as a metaphor. And the words in it, if you play it loudly, and it's by Starship, and it's Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now. And the chorus goes, and we can build this dream together, standing strong forever. Nothing's gonna stop us now. And if this world runs out of lovers, we'll still have each other. Nothing's gonna stop us. You see, the verse goes, let them say we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand. Think of a sporting team. Put your hand in my hand. Baby, don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Baby, we can make it if we're heart to heart. That's what I'm talking about. That's the spiritual connection. When you're heart to heart with your team members, read the words of that song. Listen to that song, and when they're talking about lovers, think about the people that you love or you would like to love in your team if it was a great team. My book this week is The Hard Way. Yes, how do you do the hard way? Some things are hard, some things are easy. Anyway, The Hard Way. It's a book about Richmond Football Club and the premiership that it won in 2017 by Conrad Marshall, Conrad with a K. And this book is salutary because it goes through the difficulties of how do you turn a struggling team into a successful team, and the dynamics and the interplay between human beings is beautifully encapsulated in this book. It's a powerful resource. If you're a leader, I urge you to read the book. Doesn't matter what you're doing, you start to look at the human dynamics that get in the way of building the spiritual links. My spiritual tip for you is to meditate on the best team that you've been a part of in your life and the characteristics of the relationships within that team. Why? Because if you meditate on this, it will inspire you. It will provoke you to say, I want to be a part of another team like that. And then you can play a part in building that great team. So one of the keys to building great teams is the desire to build a great team. And so your remembering of what it's like to be part of a great team will drive that desire to do so. My health tip for you, and this is relevant because of the break that we've had due to illness, is I never do hard training or indeed much training at all while I am unwell. When you are unwell, your heart is under stress. You can go for a walk, of course, but no hard training when you are not well. My quote this week is a well-known quote, but it's a powerful quote, and it's this: a champion team will always beat a team of champions. A champion team, a united team, will always beat a team of individual champions. That's because a champion team unleashes the spiritual resources between human beings. And since I've led many teams, but there's been a bit of a sporting focus, I thought a spot of humour would be some funny sporting quotes. And many of these made me laugh. So let me share a few of them. So talking about English soccer, and I honestly believe we can go all the way to Wembley unless someone knocks us out. These are all comments by commentators, of course. An inch or two either side of the post, and that would have been a goal. Next one. And Arsenal now have plenty of time to dictate the last few seconds. Plenty of time in the last few seconds. Next one. And with 4 minutes gone, the score is already nil all. Next one. In cricket, Bill Findle has done a bit of mental arithmetic with a calculator. What an, oh, golly gosh. Next one. Celtic, who, by the way, is the manager of whom is Ange Postecoglou, an Australian manager. Celtic was at one time 9 points ahead, but somewhere along the road, their ship went off the rails. I don't often see a ship going off the rails. Next one. Dennis Penner says, have you ever thought of writing your autobiography? Chris Eubank says, on what? Ah, golly, 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 gosh. Next one. A Dumbarton player, Steve McCars, limped off with a badly cut forehead. Think about that. How do you limp off with a badly cut forehead? Ah, next one. For those of you watching in black and white, Spurs are in the all yellow strip. And lastly, the captain, the former captain of the Australian soccer team. Gus Hiddink is the best manager I've ever had at this level. Well, he's the only manager I've actually had at this level, but he's the best manager I've ever had. Oh, golly gosh. I love funny quotes. I love funny quotes. So, take the steps to use today's big idea to make a big difference in your life, in the teams of which you are a part. My aim for this show is to provoke you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to educate you, to examine your life now and to continue doing so for the rest of your life. I invite you to subscribe to this YouTube channel, to this podcast, to discover more about the self-awareness and passion quest at our website charlescoves.com and to visit coves.com for corporate programs and public programs. You can access my first two books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, at both of those websites. Now, let's review some key happenings over the past 2 weeks, because it has been 2 weeks since we produced the last show. Why did that happen, you might ask? Well, Julie and I were unwell. We both had the flu. Who knows what type of flu? Wouldn't bother getting one of those BS tests. But we have almost fully recovered. In fact, we virtually have fully recovered. So, and many of you sent good wishes to us, so thank you for that. Consistent with my health tip this week, I did no training for those 12 days while I was unwell. And that's important, I reiterate. Don't train hard at all. Don't train hard to any degree when you are unwell. But we treated it like a holiday. A change is as good as a holiday. And so, because we're unwell, we just said, okay, we're unwell, let our bodies do it their work. We gave useful protocols of vitamin C and D and zinc and the like, and we treated it like a holiday, did the bare minimum to keep the ship afloat. However, I still moderated the two global meetings of medical doctors and scientists. I think I missed one out of six. Anyway, so I still did those. We still had our FOAM meetings of fighters opposing, FOAM, fighters opposing autocratic maniacs. During the week this week, I drove 150 kilometres to present to 160, 170 people in a common law assembly in a place called Terrelgan, and that was a three-hour presentation. So I'd fully recovered, and I got some beautiful feedback. And I talked about freedom and being passionate about freedom. That's what this show is about, freedom. Fighting for your freedom, the freedom to be who you truly want to be. And I continue to present my radio show on TNT Radio. So go and check out tntradio.live. I've been doing a fortnightly show on Saturdays, but the beauty of TNT Radio is that every show is recorded. So you can go back into my show, and it's called the Mind Medicine Program, and you can listen to any of the two-hour episodes, and each of the episodes comprises two longer interviews with some very interesting people talking about mental health and health generally. So if you're new to the show, stick around now for the last part, where I talk about the foundational principles of the show and also some more background about me and my philosophy, particularly related to freedom. Again, thanks for watching or listening. And until our next show, may your week be full of health-giving and energy-generating passion, learning, fun, fulfillment, challenge, and ever-increasing self-awareness. Self-awareness about your life. Have a great week. Thanks again. See you next week. Bye. And now, for viewers and listeners who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles of the show, here we are. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I love, to become Australasia's passion provocateur, I have inspired and provoked and educated and motivated people all over the world to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people via the books that I've written, via speeches at conferences, via in-depth team building programs, workshops over 1, 2, or 3 days, or over 3 months, 6 months. And I've coached people of all ages, one-on-one, from small, medium, and large enterprises, government enterprises, helping them to identify the often tiny changes that can make a massive difference. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats that government imposes on you to force you to observe its laws is the threat of imprisonment, the loss of your freedom. Just think about that. Government says, if you don't behave yourself, we're going to put you in jail. No, no, I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to lose my freedom. That's a reminder to you of why freedom is so important. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. If you were locked up in a cage for the rest of your life, how different would you be to an animal? This commitment to fighting for freedoms for all people is carried out by me primarily through 5 channels. Number 1, preserving the freedom to pursue your passion. Number 2, inspiring you to be able to be free through excellent health. Number 3, helping preserve freedom throughout the world through the expansion of industrial hemp, a magnificent agricultural crop, an almost miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. In this way, the power of government to take away freedom is minimized. Number 4, fighting for freedom through legal strategies. So I do work as a legal strategy consultant, as an interface between clients and their lawyers. And number 5, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy and as a board member of the Australian Cartoon Museum, fighting for the freedom of thought and speech through uncensored comedy and humour, through avoiding political correctness in the comedic space. When you block freedom of speech, freedom of thought, that's the beginning of the end of your freedoms. The foundational principles for the Charles Covess Show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness added to your passion will guarantee that you are successful. And the best definition of success I have found in life is that success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals. The progressive realization of your worthy ideals. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle and quote, "The unexamined life is not worth living." You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I wear my red jacket for all my shows. Red is the color of passion, so that when you see me on the YouTube version, it reminds you that when you see red in your life, you ask yourself the question, am I pursuing my passion? What am I passionate about? Am I still passionate about that? What might I newly be passionate about? Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. And it's just one big idea, because there's a chance you will remember. If I give you too many ideas, then we get confused and we don't do anything. Clarity leads to power. Confusion kills passion. Each week I share simple and practical resources that you've heard me describe in the earlier part of the show. A spiritual tip, a health tip, lyrics of a song, a book, a quote, and of course humour. This show is not politically correct. I have no intention of being politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including my addiction to great coffee. My addiction to exercise, my addiction to reading, and my addiction to certain other unmentionable in public type behaviours. Who would know what they are? This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if you don't like discussion of spirituality, this show is not for you. I promise you that I don't include anything in this show that I don't consider to be true and that I have not found to be useful in the work that I've done over the past 28 years, but also over the past 50 years in business, as a lawyer, as a consultant advisor. I only want to share stuff with you that is of value to you. Finally, if you have any questions or suggestions, please feel free to contact me at charles@covest.com. Again, thanks for watching and listening to my show. Bye.